Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldsberg dictating an endoscopy report on patient Barbara Kelly, date of birth 6/22/1963, date of procedure number 1/1/2023, procedure performed by Dr. Evgenia Goldsberg, DO. Referring physician is Dr. Sierra Khan. Procedure performed is colonoscopy and endoscopy with cold biopsies. Indication is screening for colon cancer, constipation, change in bowel habits, abdominal pain. Description of procedure, informed consent was obtained. Possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as a possibility of missing lesions, such as a malignancy, were all explained to the patient period. The patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in the left lateral position, sedated as per anesthesia service with monitoring anesthesia care period. Orally regurgitated Olympus video gastroscopes introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the third portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination was made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G junction, esophagus period. A retroflex view was obtained in the cardio period. Air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope period. The patient was then turned around in the left lateral position period. A digital rectal exam was normal period. A well lubricated Olympus video colonoscopes introduced into the rectum. In advance into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the peritoneal orifice, ileocecal valve, and complex of the Foltz period. Careful examination was made of cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, and the rectum period. A retroflex view was obtained of the rectum period. Boston bowel prep score was poor. With the right side being graded a 2. And the transverse and the left side being 0/1, period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings on EGD, there was an unremarkable upper end mid-esophagus, period. The Z-line was unremarkable the Z-line was regular at 36 centimeters from the pipe block. There was a small sliding hiatal hernia, approximately 1 to 2 centimeters. Several gastric body polyps, all less than 5 millimeters in size. 2 were sampled with cold biopsy polypectomy. There was evidence of gastric erythema. Biopsies were taken from the body and antrum for histology. There was an unremarkable duodenum 2D2. Biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, colonoscopy. Next line, poor prep, there was a significant burden of corn and fibrous material clogging the scope with the inability to lavage and suction appropriately, period. The cecum was well visualized. There was no evidence of any large masses or polyps there. Unfortunately, the remainder of the colon past the hepatic flexure was very difficult to visualize given the corn and fiber material. There was evidence of moderate-sized internal hemorrhoids, period, plan, follow-up, biopsy, pathology. Next line, repeat colonoscopy in the near future. Likely will need 2-day prep. Would recommend colonoscopy within the next several months, period. Next line, follow-up in offices previously scheduled. Next line, recommend 2-day prep given severe constipation. Next line, we'll need to obtain records for prior abdominal surgery. Period, given poor prep, could not visualize any, for previous bowel surgery, which was reported to be colonic resection, period. Due to the poor prep, I was unable to visualize any scar or anastomosis site. Thank you.